As the prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. As the prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. The lady of paradise with a heart full of divine grace.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem bismillahir rahmanir rahim as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya nabiyullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya noorullah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in our new episode of our program, The Lady of Paradise, Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved daughter of the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah, the individual who is known to be the leader of the women of paradise. Dear viewers, in this program, we discuss about the nobility, the eminence, the virtues of Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu anha, and we try to get a gist of the honor which was bestowed upon her by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, we can't duly do justice to this topic or duly understand the rank that she was given, but we try to talk about her and enlighten our hearts with her mention in order to receive some share from the mercy which descends upon her from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dear viewers, inshallah, we'll continue our discussion today and we will talk about some of the virtues of Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu anha, which the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, and how she radiallahu anha was so close to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasalam mentioned a secret to her in the presence of even Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the honorable wives of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the mothers of believers, among their presence. Subhanallah. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam told only Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu anha a secret, which again signifies the great status that she radiallahu anha possessed in the sight of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So before we delve into our discussion today, dear viewers, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In one narration, dear viewers, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated that he who sends salat upon me 1,000 times a day will not die until he sees his abode in paradise. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers, we're talking about the virtues of Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu anha. Just try to imagine that what individual Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu anha is, what personality she is. Normally, dear viewers, the natural inclination that a person has is very strong and affectionate towards his children, and those were blessed with having daughters, they would understand that how a person feels towards their daughters. They are very, very loving in nature, and daughters are a special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon a person. In this context, imagine Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu anha, she's also a daughter and the best of the daughters. And whose daughter is she? She is the daughter of the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who is the best of the fathers, the one who gave women their true recognition, the one who gave those honors that were bestowed upon daughters. The one, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, is the one for whose sake these honors and rewards were given, that the one who looks after his daughters, they receive the glad tidings of paradise. All this, subhanAllah, were given to us by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. How we should love daughters, how we should look after them, and what a great ni'mah of Allah Almighty they are, and how should we value them. All this is taught to us by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. So imagine the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is the best of the creations, and he is blessed with daughters, subhanAllah. And among them, Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu anha is the youngest and the most beloved to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, the personality who taught the mankind what a daughter is, And what a great ni'mah of Allah Almighty a daughter is. Imagine when there is a personality who's his daughter. Allahu Akbar. How the Prophet ﷺ would have valued her. How he would have showered with mercy and love and affection to her. And what that individual, i.e. the daughter on the other end, Allahu Akbar, on the other hand, would turn out to be. What a personality she would turn out to be. This is something which is, again, dear viewers, cannot be explained in words. The honors, the virtues that were conferred upon her by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are beyond our comprehension. And she is the lady of paradise. She is the leader of the women of paradise. And many other virtues have been mentioned for Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. Dear viewers, in one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, now addressing his daughter, he's saying this. He says that your wrath leads to the wrath of Allah and your pleasure leads to divine pleasure. Your pleasure leads to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, we can say that the wrath of Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha brings about the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and her pleasure brings about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only if we can try to keep this very narration in our minds, this should be enough for us to recognize the unbelievable rank and honor which was given to Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, that her wrath, her displeasure is leading towards the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and her pleasure leads to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Imagine the rank this personality would possess. Similarly, dear viewers, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at one occasion said that Fatima is a piece of my body. Whatever she displeases, I displease that as well. And whatever she likes, I like that as well. On the day of judgment, all the lineages would come to an end except for my lineage and my relations. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, how beautifully he mentioned in this narration that Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha is a piece of his body. Look at the expressions used by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah. He's referring to Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha as a piece of his own body. Then he continues to say that whatever she dislikes, I dislike that. Whatever she likes, I like that. And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has also towards the end of this narration stated that all other relations, all other lineages, they would come to an end. But the lineage of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would also remain on the day of judgment. Meaning that this lineage, this relationship of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam with Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha would also remain on the day of judgment, as well as with other children of his, but also with Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. In another narration, dear viewers, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha is the leader of the women of all the worlds and is the leader of the women of paradise. Then he said, Fatima tu bid'atun minni faman aghdabaha aghdabani. Meaning that Fatima is a peace of mind. Allahu Akbar. Again, look at the expressions that are used by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that Fatima radiallahu anha is a peace of mind. He who displeased her displeased me. And in another narration, these words are mentioned, that her grief is my grief and her pain, her calamity is my calamity. Now, dear viewers, as we're talking about the greatness of Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha and how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is expressing beautifully that but Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha is for him, at the same time, it also teaches us that how a father should be towards his daughter, how a father should look up to his daughter, and how should a father love his daughter, how should he express his love for his daughter. Great example we find through these narrations as well, dear viewers, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the best of the guides. Through these prophetic manners, we can see that how should we act towards our daughters. And then we also come to know that as a daughter, how should we respect our fathers, as this is also what we see from the seerah of Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. So from both perspectives, it's a beautiful guide for us. That as we are enriching our hearts and our iman further with the mention of Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha. And as we go through these narrations where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is beautifully expressing the status, the rank of Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha, at the same time remember, dear viewers, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is also the father of Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha. So through these expressions, we should also take for ourselves as well that if Allah has given us the blessing of daughter, then how should we be loving and affectionate towards our daughters as well? And those sisters who are watching, they can also deduce from this, how should we be towards our parents as well through the seerah of Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu anha, whether it is chastity, whether it is nobility, whether it is piety, whether it is patience, whether it is looking after the father, whether it is respecting the father. From every perspective, subhanAllah, great lessons there are for us in these narrations. Now, dear viewers, let's go in the court of our mother, Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, who talks about the greatness of Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she explains that how she found Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha to be. She mentions regarding the appearance of Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu anha, and she says that I've not seen anyone resembling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam more than Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu anha in the way of walking, in complexion, in physical appearance, and in the way of conversation, in the way of talking. So whether it is walking, whether it is physical appearance, whether it is the mode of conversation, Amma Aisha radiallahu anha is saying that she has not seen anyone who resembles the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam more than Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha in all these things. And then Amma Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha further states that whenever Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu anha would come in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would stand up and welcome her. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would hold her hands and kiss her. And he alayhi salatu wasalam would make her sit on his seat. Allahu Akbar. This is the love that father is showing towards his daughter. And this is also a lesson for us that we should also be affectionate towards our daughters. We should also bring them up according to Islamic teachings. We should teach them manners. We should teach them etiquettes. And we should also express our love for our daughters. And we should make sure that we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this favor of His. In another narration, dear viewers, which is again narrated by Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that once the princess of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, came in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and her way of walking was exactly like that of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So she says that when the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw her, he said, "Oh my daughter, marhaba." And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam made her sit down. After this, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam said something to Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha in her ear, which made her cry a lot. When the Prophet ﷺ saw this restlessness of his beloved daughter, then he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam again said something in the ear of Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, because of which she radiallahu ta'ala anha smiled. So Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up, then I asked Khatun al-Jannat, I asked Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, that what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam say in your ear? So Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha said that I cannot reveal the secret of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So at this point, Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha did not disclose the secret, whatever the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned in her ear. She radiallahu ta'ala anha did not disclose it. But after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam passed away apparently from this world, now Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that I said to Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha that the right that I have upon you, I give you oath of that very right and ask you that tell me, what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam say to you? Allahu Akbar. Now, Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala, she said that, yes, now I will disclose it. I will tell what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, what my honorable father said to me in my ear. So the first time the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said to me that every year Jibril Amin alayhi salam, he comes and he revises the Quran with me. Every year Jibril Amin alayhi salam revises the Quran with me once. But this year he's done so twice. So now I presume that my time has approached, meaning my time of passing has approached. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam continued that fear Allah, observe patience. Indeed, I am your good guide. So Khatun Jannat radiallahu ta'ala anha, Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha said that listening to this made me shed tears, meaning I started to cry when I heard this. Then my honorable father, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when he saw that anxiety, that restlessness of mine, then he again said to me in my ears, O Fatima, are you not pleased upon the fact that you are the leader of all the wives of paradise dwellers or the wives of mu'mineen, the wives of believers? So Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala says that listening to this brought smile to me. So dear viewers, we come to know that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam loved Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha so much that he alayhi salatu wa salam would respect her in different ways. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us that what a great ni'mah, blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the daughters are, and how should we also look after them, how should we bring them up, and how should we respect them, how should we honor them, how should we love them, how should we express our love for them. This is also very important, dear viewers, that sometimes what happens is that certain parents, they say, yes, we love our children, we love our daughters, but they fail in expressing that love to their children. This is very, very important, that when we have love for our children, we should not hide it. We should express it to our children. We should make them realize that their parents love them. Of course, through halal means, through permissible means, through getting the lawful things that they are asking for, by getting the permissible things that they are asking for, by doing all that which we can, which is permissible within the bounds of Sharia. This is very, very important for us, that make them realize that you love them. This expression of love is very, very important. Just imagine, viewers, that Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha comes in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he stands up. He welcomes her and he kisses her hands. And he alayhi salatu wasalam makes her sit at the place where he was sitting. Imagine, dear viewers. Look at the expression of love that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam showed towards his beloved daughter. A great lesson for us. What do we do? Allah has granted us children. Allah has granted us daughters. How do we look after them? How do we bring them up? How do we show our love towards them? This is something that we need to ask ourselves. The devious, it is our responsibility to do all these things. It is our responsibility to learn this from the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And the sisters who are watching this program, for them, there's a question for them to ask themselves, that how do they respect their parents? How do they respect their father? And not only daughters, even sons as well. Those children who are blessed with the treasure of parents, how do they appreciate and value their parents? What is their conduct towards their parents? Look at the seerah of Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, that how is she respecting her father? And how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is respecting his daughter. Great lesson for us from both perspectives, for the parents as well as for children. Whichever category we fall into, we should take lessons accordingly and implement that in our nature, in our character, in our lives. This is very, very important for us. Now, dear viewers, in the light of this very narration that we just covered, where Amma Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha also spoke about Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, let's go through certain points that we can deduce from it. So we came to know, dear viewers, that Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha resembled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam from head to toe. Subhanallah. Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha resembled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in the way of walking and every other habit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha a mirroring image of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Imagine, dear viewers, that we're sitting here talking about Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha resembling the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam the most. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making her a mirroring image of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. What great honor this is. Then, dear viewers, whenever Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha would come to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he would become happy. Not only become happy, he would express it. He would stand up and he would make Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha sit at the place where he was sitting. Again, expressing love, showing love, valuing the ni'mah of children, valuing the ni'mah of daughters, and showing us that how should daughters be respected. Again, dear viewers, when Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha came in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, other Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the honorable wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the mothers of believers, they were also present there. But despite their presence, it was only Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha to whom the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam mentioned a secret in her ears. The secret of him passing away that very year, telling her that his time has approached, telling her that Jibreel Amin alayhi salam comes to me and revises the Quran once every year, but this year he's done so twice. So all these secrets were told to Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha only, not to any other Ummul Mu'mineen either. Then, dear viewers, we also come to know that revising the Quran, reciting it during Ramadan is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, also the sunnah of Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wa sallam. So the word is used dawr, the dawr of Quran, meaning recital of Quran. And this is in a way where one person recites it and the other one listens to it. And then the roles swap. So the listener now recites and the reciter now listens. This is what it means. So it also implies that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam knew the time of his passing, that he would apparently pass away before the arrival of the next Ramadan. Then, dear viewers, it was also stated that, O Fatima radiallahu anha, the way you've stayed noble, the way you've stayed righteous, the way you've stayed pure, the way you've remained patient during my lifetime, remain so even after my passing, and there shouldn't be any shaking in your resilience, in your patience. So Khatun Jannat radiallahu anha, Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, she practically displayed it. She acted upon it. We know that she radiallahu ta'ala anha cried upon the passing of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, but remember, dear viewers, that crying is not contradictory to patience. What is contradictory to patience is wailing, is moaning. This is contradictory to patience. And Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha never wailed, never moaned. She radiallahu ta'ala anha cried. So crying is not contrary to patience. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam gave the glad tiding to his daughter that she will be the leader of the wives of paradise dwellers or the wives of mu'mineen. Sayyidina Imam Malik bin Anas rahmatullah alayhi states that no one can be equal to Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha in the purity of nafs and nobility of lineage. Allahu Akbar. She's second to none. No one can be equal to her in the purity of nafs and nobility of lineage. And in the same account, dear viewers, which we covered earlier on regarding the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioning something in the ear of Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, in another narration, it is mentioned somewhat in these words. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha states that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam called his beloved daughter Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha and said something in her ear, listening to which she radiallahu ta'ala anha started to cry. Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said something to her again in her ear, and then she radiallahu ta'ala anha began to smile. Now Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha states that I asked Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha that what did your honorable father sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam say in your ear that you first began to cry and then he said something again in your ear and you began to smile. What was it? So Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha replied that my honorable father sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam gave me the news of his apparent passing when he said, when he spoke to me in my ear for the first time. So because of this, I cried. And for the second time, what he said to me in my ear was that he gave me the news that you, meaning I, will be the first one from amongst his family to meet him. Meaning that I will be the first one from amongst his family to pass away after him. So listening to this, I smiled. Now dear viewers, again, as we can see the love between the Prophet ﷺ and Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha in this account. At the same time, we also discover many other facts as well over here. Many news of the unseen were also relayed in this very account. For example, the time of the passing of the Prophet ﷺ himself, as well as the time of the passing of Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Then it was also disclosed regarding the state in which Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha would pass away. Meaning, she radiallahu ta'ala anha would meet her end upon iman, upon taqwa, upon piety, upon righteousness. Not only this, upon the highest rank of righteousness. Then Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha succeeding duly in the grave and in hashr. In the hereafter, then Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha crossing the bridge of Sirat duly and swiftly. And then the great elevated rank that she radiallahu ta'ala anha would be given in paradise. And not only that, a rank that would be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. She radiallahu anha would be in paradise with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers, through these accounts, we can deduce some beautiful points regarding the knowledge of unseen of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the ilmul ghaib, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And we can also see that how greatly fatherly love was expressed, it was depicted through the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and how Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha also respected and looked after her father. Great lesson for the fathers as well as for the children, that how should we look after each other, what our responsibilities are, and how should we express our love for each other. So dear viewers, this was all for today's episode. Inshallah, we'll be back with another episode discussing about more nobilities and more excellences of Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, who is the lady of paradise. May Allah Almighty shower His choices of mercies and blessings upon Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and may Allah Almighty forgive us all without accountability for her sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatam al-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
As the Prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. As the Prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. The lady of paradise with a heart full of divine.